City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
As always, John Gibbons here. Morning to you, Gibbo.
Good morning.
And as well, our special guest this morning, Rob Vincent. Morning to you, Rob.
How are you doing?
Yeah, very, very good indeed. We've just got to say birthday wishes, first of all, to Gibbo yesterday. Celebrated with a Liverpool draw at United.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then celebrated with some extreme St. Paddy's Day drinking afterwards. Can you believe it? This man doesn't look like he was out till 3 a.m.
He doesn't look too bad, does he?
He's got quite an engine in him there, hasn't he, Rob?
Give him a few years.
Good birthday.
Yeah, fantastic.
Perfect birthday.
Yeah, well, we'll take that through to the next round.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Right, great to have you in, Rob. Yeah. Just give us the potted Rob Vincent history.
I'm a singer-songwriter from Liverpool. Been knocking around for a while now. I'll say a while, but you know, I've kind of had an album out for the last few years and been touring around doing that, and just got a new album coming out soon, and just won an award from Bob Harris, all of those type of things.
Oh, come on, don't be bashful. I don't like to mention it. It's brilliant, though. It's great recognition, yeah. Gibbo, what you've got here. So you recently won the Emerging Talent Awards at the UK Americana Awards.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic, and it's richly deserved as well. I mean, me and Rob go reasonably way back, I'd say, and he's a phenomenal talent, and sort of one of the examples I give of the diversity of Liverpool music. When people say, "Oh, you know, it's all guys pretending to be the Beatles and things," and you say, "Well, Rob's straight out of Nashville, really." I would say, and a phenomenal voice, a great songwriter, and. I'm just really pleased that he's getting the recognition he deserves.
Straight out of Nashville, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
So, who's the influences? What sort of got you into that sort of music?
Well, it's kind of my dad, really, because my dad listened to a lot of country.
Right. What was he listening to?
He was kind of listening to Charlie Rich and Emmylou Harris and Waylon Jennings, all those guys, and Roy Orbison. I quite liked Roy Orbison when I was a kid. Quite liked his voice, but yeah, all the other stuff we just got subjected to in the car. Like driving around, going on holidays and things, but it must have, you know, at the time I can remember not really liking it, but it must have seeped in. But and then other things like Pink Floyd were massive influences and stuff.
Yeah,
but,
so you've got the old LFC Pink Floyd top
it's
on.
A good, yeah, it's a good one.
That's from Hatscarf Badge.
Yeah,
that's the one. They're great. I love them. So they do some. So yeah, you know, just a wide variety. But the country thing was always around the house. My dad was always listening to it. And so it seeped in somewhere.
I think you don't know that, do you, as a kid? Because it's exactly the same with me. There's certain songs, and of course, when we were perhaps younger, they're the record player, didn't they? There's certain songs that your mum or your dad always put on.
Yeah.
That now when you listen to them, you go, oh, this is amazing music. But at the time, you never appreciated it to the full.
No, exactly. No, and it is like that. Because I do listen to some of those old records that my dad used to listen to. And you're instantly kind of thrown back to being a kid and me dad putting it on a Sunday morning whilst he's making the breakfast.
Sundays, or Sunday lunch.
Yeah. So it's kind of like you do, those songs do, when I listen to some of those older songs, they do kind of transport me back a little bit.
Yeah. My ones with that, Green Onions.
Yeah.
I've got the original Green Onions.
Oh, fantastic.
Passed down from my dad. Carly Simon, the best of Carly Simon. Queen, It's a Kind of Magic. All of these on proper vinyl.
We used to have Johnny Cash.
Did you?
On the drive to France.
On the drive, on a cassette?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Have you still got any cassettes?
No, I have. Have you got a cassette player?
I've got a cassette player in my car now, but the last car I had only had a cassette player. So I dug out a load of cassettes that I had. It was boss. It was the best thing ever.
Do you remember when you used to put your cassette in and occasionally a bit of the spool might get caught inside the player?
Yeah,
and then you spent half an hour trying to dig it out with a pen or
something. Or half an hour trying to find a bic so that you could wind it back.
It was the only one that fit.
Yeah.
Cassettes came to mind because I was down at LFC TV the other day. And one of the lads said to me, he said, oh, I've got this cassette of Radio City's 1986 commentary of the whole run-up to the cup final.
Oh, wow.
He said, do you want it? I said, I don't know if we've got a cassette player in this radio station anymore. So I came back here thinking, did cassettes? I don't remember when they existed.
That's amazing.
Right, we've got your wonderful album here. This is your album, isn't it? Life in Easy Steps.
Yeah, that's kind of the debut solo album. I've done other albums with bands, but this came out a few years ago now. So,
How's it done?
It's done really well. It was very well received by a lot of the national kind of music mags and things, you know. And a lot of people have bought it, and yeah, It does really well. It serves me well, and hopefully, you know, it'll, with the next album coming out and me and the awards, that hopefully it'll, you know, it'll draw this one along with it as well a little bit more. But I love this album because, you know, it kind of spelled a really good time for me going and recording it. And
where did you record it?
I spent about 3 months in Brighton doing it, strangely enough.
What, you just wanted to get away from here and
there was an element of that at the time, yeah. There was an element of that at the time because the band that I'd had before had kind of ended quite messy and the people around it. So yeah, I just wanted to get away. And it just happened to be that the producer that I had and the management that I had were all from Brighton. So it's like, well, why don't you just come to Brighton and we'll record an album? And it was really nice. It was over the summer and it's a lovely place to spend some time, especially creatively as well.
A band's like love relationships, are they? When you split up, is it sort of,
it can
oh,
be,
you
yeah.
can't be friends on Facebook anymore? Yeah.
Honestly, there's a lot of that.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a bit of that, yeah. I mean, it wasn't necessarily the people in the band, actually, with this. It was more the people surrounding the band as well. Funny enough, I don't know whether you... I think you're going to play The Bomb, aren't you?
Yeah.
Which is that is a song about that time. I kind of wrote that after the album was completed, but it... Yeah, it was more the people that surrounding the band. It's the people, they're the people who mess it up, you know, get in between the band members and give all the big promises or whatever, you know, and then when those promises don't happen, then, everyone starts picking on everyone else. And that was usually me, because, you know, because I was the kind of front man of the band, if you like, so I'm writing the songs and the book usually comes to me and I'm the one who usually takes all the grief. So I thought, well, I'm just going to do an album on my own.
So it's just you now?
Yeah, it's just me
just
now.
You now. Occasionally Gibbo floating and...
Well, you know, I'm going to get him to come and do some soon.
We haven't actually played together yet,
no,
have we?
No, and you
Which
must.
Is the first person in Liverpool that you haven't played with.
I know.
He's been in successively for 3 months. He's played with everyone. Yeah, literally everyone in some form. Right, so let's play your song now. Just while this is playing as well, I generally ask everyone who's coming in, I quite like this. Want your favourite ever lyric line. Doesn't matter, not from your own song, can be from another band.
Okay.
So after that, come back, we'll do your favourite ever lyric line.
Okay.
Because a lot of these are quite poignant, and you can explain why as well.
Okay.
But do you want to introduce The Bomb?
Yeah, as I just mentioned, this is a song about how my last band split up and I got blamed for everything.
Testing me false along. It's got the best of me. It had me running for the warmth of my mother's arms. A pressure point is relieving me of swollen joints. Stop supporting me. It's in my mind, of course. That's where I'd always rather be. I've let the passion that it took to hold you. I was the reason that they came and broke you. I've a message to myself. Dodge the falling bombs, what people say about me. It's far from my business now. You've made your beds, you better lie in them, it's in your hands. I should be helping you, I took myself away. Broken, battered, bruised. Broken, battered, bruised.
Rob Vincent. The Bomb, Rob's in the studio this morning. Brilliant song. Did that say at the end, message to myself, I am a failure?
Mm-hmm.
Goodness me, were you having a bit of a deep time?
Yeah. Most of my songs are pretty miserable, to be fair.
Right.
But I mean,
but you really got on top of yourself there, didn't you?
Well, I think I was beating myself up for not being able to keep the band together. That was the thing. That was what I was talking about with that.
Right.
And it, you know, was a line that kind of says, you know, about I was the one that kind of brought them to the band, you know, these people, the outside people to the band. Mm. And I felt like as if that was what destroyed it, you know. So it was quite deep. I was in a pretty dark place at the time.
I keep mentioning on this show, and no one ever has heard the song, James Taylor, Fire and Rain. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I keep mentioning it. Gibbo keeps saying he'll keep listening to it. You know that song, don't you? It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
But in that, he says a line about his former band,
right? Yeah.
Doesn't he? And he talks about the band having split up because... Mm. There's lots of people trying to read in what he's written in that song, but it's fascinating. He's obviously hung up on splitting up from his former band as well.
Yeah, I think it's a big thing. You know, you put a lot of time and effort in with three or four guys or girls or whatever you've got, you know, whatever the makeup of the band is. You put a lot of time into that, and for it to be destroyed by other people is quite a big thing, you know.
Okay, where are we gigging at the moment? You've got a few lined up, haven't you?
I'm at the Liverpool Acoustic Festival. I think I'm on it. 9 o'clock in the Unity, I think.
Yeah, I've got the Unity down here.
Yeah, that'd be a nice little gig. Then I've got, I'm doing one at Thornton Hough over on the Wirral on the 23rd of April.
It's quite popular, Thornton Hough, isn't it?
It's popping up, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's popping up.
It's become one of the venues.
Must
be on the circuit.
It's a nice little venue, yeah. It's a good little, it's kind of like those little clubs are all around the country. You do the little, you know, little acoustic venues and all that. And then I've got the 14th of April as well with Rosenbloom at the
Epstein.
I've seen that, the Epstein. The Epstein's had some amazing stuff on recently.
Yeah, they're having a real go, yeah. It's a nice place, isn't it? It's a lovely setting.
Lovely, lovely.
I haven't been there for a while, but Gazza did a stand-up there,
Gazza,
didn't he?
Yeah.
The wonderful legendary cricket commentator who joined me from a Test Match special. Henry Blofeld. He was on there last week. So there's all sorts. So you're on there as well.
You must come to the gig.
Oh, that's
on
absolutely
the 14th.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed. If you want to know a little bit more about Rob Vincent's album as well, Life in Easy Steps, you can find it on iTunes, I presume.
Or through my website.
Which is
robertvincentmusic.com.
Absolutely brilliant. Right, before we get to a break, give us your favourite lyric line then.
I think it's got to be Johnny Cash, where he says about his mum says I'd never play with guns, so I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. I think at the time, that must have been the most mind blowing line to
just
ever.
Just say it again then. So
his mum says when you.
So it says this exactly in the song.
Yeah, so it says when I was just a young boy, my mama said to me, "Don't ever play with guns." So I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's kind of that.
Yeah, but Rob, we've been doing romantic ones and things for weeks and weeks.
I've already explained that. I'm criminally miserable all the time.
I heard another one this week. I love James. Absolutely love James. But yeah. Meteors make strike the earth. Nations live and die. I'm the boy who got the girl. Now we're going to fly. That's a great line, isn't it?
Well
not for Rob.
Yeah, you know.
James are like just anthemic band, aren't they? Yeah. And then, yeah, they write songs to throw your arms out in the air to in a single.
Yeah.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.